Let's turn in our white books to number 33. Let's sing about the presence of God. Some of this imagery comes from the Song of Solomon, I imagine. And it just speaks about that love to be in the presence of her beloved. And so let's sing together. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, we seek your presence, Jesus, today. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Strengthen our desire, Lord, to be in your presence. Lord, put a longing in our hearts to be near to you, to sense your nearness, to know that you're with us all the time. You want to make that more real to us, Lord. You don't want us to lose sight of that so easily. And Lord, we long to come into your presence in a greater way today. We long to sense Jesus in our hearts and the joy that he brings, the contentment, the peace, hallelujah, the confidence. And so, Lord, we open our hearts to you this morning. We recognize that you're here in our midst because your word says so. And we pray that you'll show yourself to us, manifest yourself as we continue to draw near to you this morning. We pray that you'll do it over the whole camp, Lord. We pray that you'll bless the girls in the village today. And Lord, we pray that every meeting will be marked by a wonderful sense of your presence, Lord, that when those girls gather together with the counselors, that they'll know that they're in the presence of God. And not just limited to the meeting, Lord, but even in their daily activities, we pray that there will be these touches of your spirit that remind them that you're always with them. Hallelujah. Pray you'll do it for the little ones too, Jesus. They can sense your love and your peace and the joy that the presence of Jesus brings to them. And they may not fully understand as older ones would, but Lord, in their hearts, they can find a contentment and a joy. And so, Lord, bless them today and let your presence abide with them as well. Lord, we just want the cloud of your glory to just settle over this camp today. And in all that we do and all that we say, we pray that you'll help us to do it as in the presence of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I like this song. It's very different than most of the songs we sing. I can picture David playing this on his harp with that melody. And here, the hymn writer is, he's expressing how he delights to have God's presence with him. That there's comfort there, and there's protection and help in times of sorrow and so on. But it seemed to be his experience that he didn't have that with him all the time. There were times when he felt especially near to God, and then there were other times when you didn't sense that touch of God upon your life. I think we can all relate to that. Perhaps we've all had times when the Lord seemed to be visiting us, or there were special touches that came upon us, and it was so wonderful. Maybe it was in a meeting, or maybe not. I've had some very precious experiences with the Lord, driving my car, and suddenly the presence of Jesus just seemed to be so close, and he was filling my heart with such joy, and his love was, you know, overwhelming. Maybe walking down the street. One time I was with a group of young people in Fredericksburg, Virginia. That was the first church that I was ministering in, and we were at a football game. A football game in town. It was youth night, and I knew no one was coming to the youth meeting because they were all going to go to the football game, so we said, well, let's go together. But while I was sitting in those bleachers, and the place was, you know, packed, and there was noise and cheering and all that going on, but suddenly Jesus came to me. And I remember sitting there, and I felt like he was so close and everybody else was so far away. Now, I didn't maintain that forever, obviously. After a while, I didn't feel that. One time I was shopping in the mall. It was very close to Christmas, and I had about 20 presents to buy. It was really packed, and I was trying to get a lot of things done. And then again, I felt this presence of Jesus come to me. And again, he felt so close, and everyone else seemed at a distance. I mean, I was aware of them, but the thing that was more real to me was that he was by my side, that he was in my heart. And I've had other experiences over the years, not exactly the same as that, but, you know, sometimes God will give us a little taste of that. And he says, now, I just want you to know what I have in the life that you could have. If you continue to seek me and learn to live in my presence I want to be with you like that. I want to just envelop you and hold you close all the time. And so, you know, when you get a taste of something, then there's a sort of a dissatisfaction. Until you find that again, you're always searching for that somehow. And God does things like that. Evidently, I wasn't ready to live in the presence of God like that at that time. But the Lord wanted to make me hungry and go after him like that. And don't be surprised if the Lord touches you like that. And then if you don't stay in that experience, well, it's because maybe you're not ready. You've got some lessons to learn and learn how to seek God. But don't be discouraged. Continue to seek for the Lord. Say, Lord, I want to know you like that all the time. Teach me how to seek you in that way that will bring me into a closer relationship with Christ. And so you can see here, evidently this hymn writer experienced the wonderful presence of God in his life, and then he goes on to explain that he somehow that didn't remain with him all the time, so he began to seek after the presence. Where do you, dear shepherd, resort with your sheep to feed them in pastures of love? I want to find you again, Lord. I want to stay close to you. And then he says, why should I wander like an alien? I have a wonderful shepherd. I belong to him. I should be in his presence. He should be living in me. And so she begins to inquire, he or she, who's Freeman, I guess, or whoever. Anyway, they begin to inquire, Lord, asking others, where is he? Where do I find him? Maybe they consult their teachers and their pastors. Teach me how to live in that way, close to him. And then he just speaks about their love for the Lord. He looks, and 10,000 angels rejoice just by a glance from our wonderful Lord. Myriads wait for his word. And then, dear shepherd, I hear and will follow thy call. You've called me to live close to you. You've called me to live in Christ. And I hear that call, and I will follow it. That will be my goal in life, to let Jesus fill me completely, and where I'm always walking in his glory. I know the sweet sound of your voice. And so, Lord, restore me and defend me, for you're my all, and in thee I will ever rejoice. You know, sometimes that's why we sing all the words to the hymn. Because if you skip any of those, you lose the story, you know. What a blessing that we can know him like that. How wonderful is his presence. Praise God. Let's sing All That Thrills My Soul is Jesus. That's in our hymn books, 483.
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I worship you, Jesus. I praise your holy name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
And that's why we praise the Lord so much here in this place. And we make it a habit in our life to do so as well, because that's how you enter into God's presence. That's one way. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people. You know, you can talk about the presence of God, you can desire the presence of God, but the Bible teaches us how we can enter into the presence of God and allow his presence to fill us more greatly. And praise is one main way that God has ordained for us to experience him like that. And it's something you have to learn to do. No one can do it for you. It's not the same sitting in church and listening to other people praise God. God doesn't come to you that way. He does it when you praise him, when you open up your heart, when you lift your hands. Recently, I taught on the 7 Hebrew words for praise in the Old Testament. I didn't know how to pronounce any of them, but they still worked. And you know what was so interesting? When I was studying that subject, I realized that even before I knew the Hebrew words, the Holy Spirit had taught me how to do these things. We were taught these things in our meetings. One Hebrew word is to lift your hands. It's translated praise in one of the Psalms, praise the Lord. But that particular Hebrew word means lift your hands to God. Well, I've done that. You've done that. I've looked over the meetings and seen people do that as they were worshiping God. Another Hebrew word means to shout unto the Lord. I've heard people do that too. Sometimes so loud it knocked you off your seat almost. But the Lord just put a shout in their hearts. You know, sometimes we worship him quietly, but there's a place to really shout your praise and really get excited and just give your all. There's another Hebrew word that talks about bowing before God. Well, we did that last night, some of us, as we were praying. We were down on our knees. Others were bowing in their hearts along with us. But that posture of humility and adoring him, honoring him, recognizing how great he is, that is a way of praising God, too. I liked one other word. It said spontaneous praise. In other words, it just came out of your heart. There was no hymn you were singing or any particular song you were singing, but it just was your own expression of praise. Well, we do that here a lot too, don't we? We were just doing it a moment ago. We sang a hymn. If you sing it to the Lord, that's praising him. But then there are times when we just close the hymn book and we just start making our own songs to the Lord. Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe you're thinking of something that God has done for you or something about the Lord that is so precious to you. And so that's why you're saying what you're saying. There's one that says to be clamorously foolish before God. Like David when he danced before the ark. You know, his wife looked out the window and saw the king dancing around and said, oh, wow, the king acting like a fool. And he said, you think that's bad? He said, I was dancing before the Lord. I didn't care what anybody else thought. And he said, if you think that's bad, it's going to get a lot worse. Got news for you. And so he just forgot about himself, and he just danced before the Lord. Have you ever done that? You ever, in the meeting, just been so desirous to worship God that you forget about everybody else? You forget about yourself. Maybe you find yourself standing. Maybe you dance in the presence of God. Maybe you march around the church. We've done that too. And outwardly, it may look silly. I remember when I was living here at Pilgrim Camp and Brother Gardner was sitting in that seat. Brother Gardner, to me, was such a godly man. And he was so dignified and well-educated and refined, you know. And I moved up to camp and sat at his table and had to learn all the table manners. We only had one rule in our house. You can reach. Make sure you just keep one foot on the floor. So I had to learn new table manners. But I remember sitting in these meetings, and then all of a sudden, you see Brother Gardner dancing before God. And I thought, that man was not concerned about his dignity at that moment. All he was concerned about was honoring God and obeying Him and praising Him. And it did, you know, you looked at it and it was something totally out of character. And yet it so deeply impressed me that a man such as he would forget about himself and everybody else when he was in the presence of God. We need to be like that. And that's what brings the presence of God into your life. And you can say, well, I'm not that type of person. I'm quiet. I'm not going to praise God, or I do it my own way. Well, our own way doesn't work. That's why God taught us His way. You know? And that's what we have to get off of our own way, and we got to start learning to do things God's way. And as you do, God will honor that. Such a change came into my Christian life when I began to praise God, when I stopped worrying about my teenage friends and what they might say, and I just began to lift my hands. And then God began to come to me in a new way. He came to me wonderfully when I first got saved. But oh, He came to me again when I learned to praise Him. He began to fill me with His Spirit. And so that's why we so desire that our young people and older ones too, that we learn to praise God. Because He wants to come near to us. And He's looking for an opening. And praise is an open door that lets Jesus come to us. And if we want to come near to Him, then we ought to learn to do that as well. Praise God. I hope by the end of your time at camp, I hope by today, every one of us will say, Lord, I'm going to praise You. I'm going to learn. Teach me, Jesus. There was one lady at Pilgrim Camp. She was sitting over there, and she testified. Her name was Edith Reiniak. And I remember I was a teenager sitting here, and I was watching what was going on and just learning. And she said, you know, when I was a young person, I learned to praise God by repeating what the person next to me said. They said hallelujah, so I said hallelujah. When they raised their hands, I raised their hands. She said, but it helped me, you know. And, you know, when we're in an atmosphere where people are praising God, you know, that it's easy to learn in that atmosphere. No one's going to look at you cross-eyed. If we look at you praising God, we're just rejoicing with you because we're doing the same thing. And you're not going to learn it in school. You're not going to learn it at home, maybe. But in an atmosphere like this, we ought to take advantage of the opportunity God is giving us. Praise God. Amen. Well, let's sing, I Will Praise Him. That's number 50 in our book. Number 50. Praise God. Let's stand together as we sing it. I don't know what Hebrew word that is, but we can still do it, right?
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God. Hallelujah. Have your way, Jesus. Hallelujah.